If you don't have a goal, how will you know you got there? If you do not have a dream, how will you know you got there? No matter what area, no matter what you do. And one of the greatest things about this nation is that you can have goals and dreams. And if you're willing to work hard enough and expend enough sweat equity, you can achieve many of them. And it also will put you in a position to allow God's plan to unfold for you. You may not see that end zone. You may not see the end result of that plan. But if you have confidence in God Almighty, as my dad taught me, confidence in yourself and confidence in the United States of America, you can achieve whatever you want to achieve. I want to give you a status report on three things very quickly. The state of the presidency. The state of the union. And the state of the Constitution. State of the presidency. There are two lenses in America. One is the narrow lens of the media. It reports and paints a picture of America based upon what they see in New York, Washington, D.C., and Hollywood. I call it the narrow lens of the media. The other lens is the lens of the people, you and me, your neighbors, your friends, your family. That's the rest of America. And according to the rest of America, the state of the presidency under the leadership of President Donald J. Trump is solid and in good hands, and he's doing a great job. And I've done several radio interviews, and one of them was Ray the Legend Appleton. When I went into his studio to be interviewed by him today, I felt like we had known each other forever. He has that kind of effect. And I enjoyed doing the interview. Great questions, great dialogue, great chemistry. And you might not know why you got that Lifetime Achievement Award, but I know, and everybody in this room knows, so congratulations again. And there are too many other people in this room to thank, so I'm not going to do it. Because Martha's also given me very strict guidelines about how much time I have to share my thoughts.